at least 4 or 5 times a month, I get into a conversation with someone about the new evangelization, mostly to get down to what is the new evangelization. And as I've shared with you on a number of occasions, you really can't give a legal definition, type of legal definition of the new evangelization, because it has to do with relationships and it has to do with love, because the new evangelization is about fostering a personal, loving encounter with the Lord, revitalizing one's heart in love for God. The best that we can do is give characteristics and descriptions of it. And so, but that's okay, because it tells us that this reality, topic or this subject is something much deeper than we can just grasp in one setting. Just like, you know, when with the word love, I don't know of any like technical legal definition of love. If there is, as soon as we would define it, we would be limiting and shrinking what love truly is. That's why we can have 10,000 love songs created every year, right? Because they're trying to capture and describe different components or elements, characteristics of the experience of love. So when it comes to the new evangelization, today's gospel gives us a great vantage point and insight into what the new evangelization is about. Last week, we heard about this Jesus saying, remaining in me as I remain in you. Okay? So that theme's been going on, and also during the Gospels for the weekday masses. And Jesus says, well, how do you remain in my love? By keeping my commandments. And keeping his commandments is almost always reduced to love God with all your strength, heart strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Everything else can be placed underneath these two great commandments. Okay, so we remain in Christ by keeping his commandments. Now, here's where this is where I believe the new evangelization comes in. The new evangelization highlights the last point that Jesus makes when he sets out the framework of discipleship. Remain in my love by keeping my commandments so that, that's the key, that's the hinge, so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. The new evangelization is really emphasizing and focusing and selling that beautiful gift of God's joy. That's the attractive component to leading us back to Christ. And so the joy that comes from the personal encounter with Christ, the revitalization of faith in our souls, the increase of faith in our souls, gives us a certain type of joy. Now, what kind of joy is this? Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to have joy in their lives. In fact, probably about everything that we seek, we're seeking some sort of happiness, right? We're seeking some sort of satisfaction. We're seeking some form of joy in whatever we do. What Jesus says is that he's going to give us a certain type of joy. He says that my joy might be in you. Okay, who's Jesus? Well, we're going to profess here in just a few minutes, Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is divine. So Jesus is God. So when Jesus says, I'm going to share my joy with you, he's saying that he's going to pour into our hearts divine, supernatural joy. That's a whole different species or category of joy. And that's why I think we can separate joys into two categories, earthly joys and heavenly joys. Now, you might think I'm going to set this up in a way that, say, earthly joys are bad and heavenly joys are good. No, because we believe that God created the world, so the world is good. So earthly joys are pleasurable, they're satisfying, they give life. We seek them, and it's good that we seek them. And examples of earthly joys, well, we can start from the basics of what feeds our body, good sleep, rest, food. I especially like that one. Okay, those are natural earthly joys. We receive joy from those things. And then we can kind of move up. Meaningful work and employment. Joy and happiness and satisfaction could come from those things. Success. Succeeding in a particular area. And then we can keep going up. Friendships, married life, children, all of those are types of joy and satisfying. But nonetheless, they're earthly joys. They are earthly joys. So what that means is, if you are made for God, so God made you for himself, and that's what we profess, right? We're sons and daughters of God. If God made us for himself, that means that the only joy that can satisfy us is the joy that comes from God. And so that's why Jesus says that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. Complete joy. That's what I'm after. I don't know what you're after. Complete joy. Why complete? Because we're made for divine. We're made for the supernatural. And Jesus is the one who pours that into our souls. He's the one that wants to share that with us. And in that joy, we'll find completeness. What that also means is that if we are relegated with our head to the ground and focused on earthly joys, no matter how many earthly joys we have, no matter how much money, no matter how far we've climbed up the ladder of success, right? No matter how many cars we have, no matter how good our marriage is, no matter how well our kids have turned out, whatever you want to add to that, you'll never be satisfied. You'll have some satisfaction in your life, but you will never be complete. I'm after completeness. I don't know about you. I'm after joy that leaves me complete. That's what Christ is promising. That's why it's such good news. You know, one good example, last Saturday, the Mayweather Pacquiao, I can't even pronounce his name. See, you can't remember second place. Okay, that fight where it was like the big, largest payout ever, and Mayweather won, or somewhere, the payout was for him was like $180 million. whatever, 12 rounds, whatever they go. I was reading in the paper a couple days later that he's looking probably to fight just one more time because he wants to set a record. And he says, you know, he's getting close. He's ready to retire because he doesn't love it anymore. He says he doesn't even watch it and pay attention to it anymore. So here's someone as the top of not just his game but of the world's game, unbelievable, unimaginable amounts of money. And it's not satisfied. Not complete. I'm not that interested in it anymore. I go 12 rounds for $180 million. Okay? We can go through one example after another. And the sad thing is that most of us in life don't have the opportunity to reach the top to find out how actually unsatisfying it is. Okay? And so we just keep licking the earth until we die. But we can learn lessons from those who have reached the top. Did they find ultimate satisfaction and happiness and joy? Well, I haven't heard of one yet. All right. So what can we learn? What can we pull from this? That there are two types of joy, earthly and heavenly joy. God has made us for heavenly joy. He wants us to enjoy the good things of creation and what the wonderful things that natural life provides. But we're made for something more. And no matter how much of this natural stuff that we get, how successful we've been, we're not going to realize the satisfaction that we're after. And so the Holy Spirit, his work is to keep prompting us on to look from earthly joys to heavenly joys. Because here's our fallen human nature and the way we are as carnal creatures. If we're not intentional about seeking out supernatural joys, we'll gravitate and our default will be to earthly joys. And that's where we'll constantly be. We won't even be aware. We'll have no self-awareness. We'll continually be trying to seek our meaning, our fulfillment from what the earth can provide. But the gospel gives us light so that we can see that there's another way. Something much greater. Something wonderful. Something beyond what we can imagine. I have not went in this gospel and talked about the ways in which we can pursue supernatural joy or this joy of Jesus. The only thing that I wanted to highlight today is the distinction between earthly joys and heavenly joys, and that we need to be intent upon them, because that's what we're made for. We're going to be unsatisfied until we are dwelling in it. Next week, we will focus on how to get that eternal joy.